Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Hagola. And so the next point, obviously, is because when we're kashering, unless you have a very large pot, if we're kashering items which are large, we cannot use bitl b'shishim, so we have to make sure that the tam is pogum. So in general, we assume that any time you want to kasher something, the best way to kasher it is by waiting 24 hours before you kasher it. Now let's clarify this din of 24 hours. So let's say a person, again, not in regards to Pesach, but in regards to a person who had a fleishik kapat, he cooked fleishik in it that morning. Later on in the day, somebody didn't realize and they cooked milchik in it. So this is basar b'chalav deraisa. It had tam basar in it and tam chalav in it. They're both b'nei yoma on the same day. And that flavor is now a problem. So he wants to, now he has a treif pot. His pot has the flavor of basar b'chalav in it. So he says, no problem, I'll wait 24 hours. And now that flavor is pogum, and then I can kasher the pot, which is what he could do. If, however, during that 24-hour period, he used the pot for vegetables, so it's not basar, it's not chalav, but the flavor of which in the walls comes out into the vegetables and then goes back into the walls. So that restarts the clock of the 24 hours. It only becomes pogum if it stays 24 hours straight in the walls of the pot. So if I want to kasher my sink, and I used it for chametz, going back to Pesach, and I used it for chametz 2 days ago, and I have not used it for chametz in more than 2 days, or hot chametz, which would absorb into the walls, but I have used it for hot water, so maybe any flavor of chametz which is in the walls came out and went back in with that hot water, which restarted the clock. So we have to make sure that we do not use our sink. If we want to kasher the sink, or we want to kasher a keli, it has not been used for hot for 24 hours, irregardless whether you're dealing with chametz or not. So we want to, if a person would want to kasher the sink, the best solution is to turn off the hot water intake valve, so a person cannot even inadvertently use it for hot during this 24-hour period, and then 24 hours since he's done that, he knows for sure it has not been used with hot for 24 hours. Now he can kasher his sink through the process of Hagola. What types of items can we kasher with Hagola? So a keli which is made out of metal can be kashered with Hagola. So stainless steel sinks can be kashered with Hagola. Granite, actually, if it's just stone, it's a slab of granite, so that can be kashered with Hagola as well. If there's composites in it, so there's glues and there's plastics, etc. So plastic is an interesting question, whether it can be kashered with Hagola or not. And based on Rav Moshe Tshuva, we're knowing for the whole year we can kasher plastic. For Pesach, we do not kasher plastic. That has some interesting ramifications. We'll see as we talk. Something which is made out of porcelain or china cannot be kashered with Hagola. So a person would have a sink which is made out of, which is either has an enamel coating, or it's the whole sink itself is made out of china. So the person cannot kasher that sink for Pesach. And we'll have to talk about what a person should do under the circumstances. So that's some main points about Hagola. We'll go back to the sink in a moment. So we said that there are two types of, but let's go back to what we said on Friday, that there are two types of kashering. There's Libun and there's Hagola. There are some variations on the theme of Hagola. So that halacha that you need Hagola, that you're going to immerse it into a large pot, is only something which it itself had been directly on the fire with the pot. It had been a kli rishon. But let's say something which I did not use directly, I never put it directly on the fire. I cooked on the fire and I poured from the fire into this kli. So I did what's known as irui. I poured from the fire, the kli rishon, which was on the fire, into this pot. So it's called irui kli rishon. The pot which is on the fire is called kli rishon. And this is irui kli rishon. So I can kasher that with irui kli rishon. The item which I now am using, I can kasher with irui kli rishon. I do not need to put it into a pot. I can just pour from a pot onto it and kasher it that way. One example, this will be a sink In general, we do not have, we're not cooking directly in it, we're just pouring from a kli rishon. The boiler is the kli rishon, the water comes out, it's iri kli rishon. So theoretically, the best way, the way to kashrus sake is just by pouring hot water on it. I put a kettle on the fire, I heat up the water, that's kli rishon, and I pour from that over my sink, and I've done iri kli rishon. We will see that that's not as straightforward as it sounds. There is a third type of kashering, which is known as milui v'irui, that if you have kalim which were used only for cold, but the liquids have sat in them for a period of time, so there's a concept of kavush kemavushal, that something which sits in a kli for a long period of time, it also absorbs something into the walls. To kasher that, we kasher that with the process of milui and iri. We fill it up with water, cold water, let it sit for 24 hours, and then pour it out. We do this a second time, we do this a third time, and after three times of milui and iri, the keli would be considered kashered and now ready for use again. Okay. And meanwhile, we've covered the three types of kashering, libun, Hagola, and under that we have the subcategory of iri kli rishon, and then we have what's known as milui v'iri, which is a totally different din in the case, something which is tashmisha b'tzedin, something which is used for cold. Have a good day.